tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's July 2nd, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. We've got a lot of Tesla news to get through today, so we're going to power through. Our first story, Tesla starts pushing its third ever one-time-only FSD transfer to boost Q3 demand. Tesla's third instance of its one-time-only full self-driving transfer scheme is now in full effect, allowing owners to transfer the purchase of FSD capability to a new vehicle on purchases made before August 31st. Now, this is a great article by Jamie Dow. He goes right into it talking about how this is still not FSD as a completed product. This is still a product that many buyers have spent tens of thousands of dollars on or thousands of dollars on, and they've only received the beta version of the product. Now, last year, when Tesla allowed FSD transfers for the first time, they did it only for 2 months, and they said it would never, ever happen again. It was seen as a demand lever, something Tesla was using to drive sales. After that initial period lapsed, Tesla brought back the FSD transfer this year, allowing it for new orders until the end of Q1. That offer was then extended, meaning that this, quote, one-time amnesty has already been offered either two or three times, depending on how you count it. After multiple instances of this offering, the question was asked on Tesla's Q1 call whether FSD transfer could be made more permanent, and the answer was a flat no. But hey, here we are again. In other news that might be disappointing to Tesla fans, Tesla has pushed the non-Foundation Cybertruck deliveries to, quote, late 2024. Tesla Cybertrucks without the $20,000 Foundation Series package will now start delivery in late 2024 rather than this quarter as previously expected. Remember, so far, Tesla has only delivered Foundation Series trucks. This is a fully loaded model with an additional $20,000 of options tacked on, bundled with extras like PowerShare bidirectional charging, Foundation Series badging, and, most importantly, priority delivery. But these Foundation Series trucks cost more than $120,000, significantly more than the originally promised $39,000 base price. The language was spotted and posted on Reddit over the weekend. As an early reservation holder, you have been invited to order your Foundation Series Cybertruck with early access to delivery. Due to continued high demand, we expect to deliver only the Foundation Series through late 2024. Your Cybertruck will be fully optioned and will include limited edition laser-etched badging, premium accessories, $2,500 in PowerShare hardware shop credits, full self-driving capability, and more. Previously, that timing was not in the email. As Jamie points out, this is a pushback from Tesla's most recent plans announced a few weeks ago at the Q1 shareholder meeting. But we're not here to pick on Tesla because Tesla is doing great. Tesla announced Q2 deliveries that beat Wall Street expectations, with the company having confirmed that they've delivered 444,000 electric vehicles last quarter. This is after Wall Street adjusted its expectations to a consensus of about 438,000 deliveries, which is down significantly from the 466,000 vehicles Tesla delivered during the same time in 2023. Tesla confirmed that it produced 411,000 vehicles and delivered 444,000 vehicles, beating expectations by a slight margin. This is the first time in a while that Tesla has delivered more vehicles than it's produced, partly because tens of thousands of vehicles were in transit at the end of last quarter. Tesla is not the only automaker posting big sales numbers. GM has topped its Q2 and first half of the year EV sales records, with the Chevy Blazer and Equinox EVs rolling out strong out of the gate. GM delivered 21,930 EVs in the second quarter of 2024, up 34% from Q1. Through the first half of the year, EV sales reached 38,355, with EV sales climbing. According to GM, retail EV registrations are up 17%, outpacing the industry average of 10%. The automaker plans to offer 10 EV nameplates by the end of 2024. Its newest electric Chevy models are already having a big impact, with the Bowtie brand selling 6,600 Chevy Blazer, 1,000 Equinox, and more than 2,100 Silverado EVs. Most importantly, these electric models are attracting buyers from other brands. For example, 40% of Blazer EV models are new to GM, coming from brands like Jeep, Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Now, while we're talking about Hyundai and Kia, it's important to note they are blowing it out of the water too. Hyundai Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6 set new Q2 U.S. sales records as the EV hot streak continues over at Kia. Again, Kia EV sales surged to a new record in the U.S. with affordable and long-range electric models. So the Koreans are doing a great job. We could have definitely told you that. The introduction of the EV9 has been huge for the brand and huge for EVs in general because it's a conventional-looking, 7-passenger, family-type SUV, something that's been really popular in the suburbs, and I've seen a ton of them, and I expect to see a whole lot more. A $2 to $3 billion battery factory for electric trucks just broke ground in Mississippi. This is a joint venture from Daimler Trucks, Accelera by Cummins, and truck maker PACCAR. That's the company that owns the Kenworth and Peterbilt brands. They have broken ground on a huge JV battery cell factory that's going to power all of their trucks made in North America in the coming years. So we announced this earlier last year. I'll put a link to that in the source links here on the website. But definitely something you want to keep track of. This is a huge, huge move for American trucking companies that are looking to electrify. These batteries are going to be in a ton of HD and MD EVs in the coming years. And speaking of big electric truck news, Volvo has announced that their electric trucks have logged over 50 million battery electric miles. Again, huge news. These trucks have been on the road since 2019. Volvo really was the first mover in terms of having a production electric semi-truck on the road. And they've got nearly 4,500 examples of their Class 8s all over the world, logging miles, and they recently crossed 50 million total miles since 2019. So this is incredible news for Volvo fans. You know, I'm included in that number. I love seeing this stuff, but it's good for everybody because the heavy trucking space produces a ton of emissions, and these kind of numbers, these kind of exercises, manufacturers being able to prove with case studies, with individual examples, drivers having been exposed to this technology, they're going to be more and more likely to encourage fleet operators to buy EVs in the future, and you love to see it. And finally, we're going to close something off that's a little fun, a little bit different than what we normally talk about, but you guys liked the DeLorean segment that we did a few weeks ago. So now we've got current classics. An electric 911 resto mod that perfectly captures the desired aesthetic of the moment. Now, this is a late 60s, early 70s Porsche 911T. It's a great looking car, but originally they came with just 125 horsepower. Now, this new version has a tremendous amount of horsepower. They're talking about more than 350 horsepower, 750 pound-feet of torque at 0 RPM, DC fast charging, and they're doing all of it while keeping the look and feel and vibe of the original air-cooled Porsche 911. I love these things. I love resto mods from Singer and things like that. But those cars, even though they have a lot of modern technology, are still reliant on internal combustion. This is a little bit of a different animal. It's not trying to update the look of the car. It's keeping it in that classic flavor, but it's doing something that's giving it slightly bigger wheels and tires. It's lowering it, but not giving it like a slammed tuner type look. They really did a great job with this. The suspension, the brakes, the wheels and tires, all of that is updated. The iPhone integration, I think they did a great job with this. They didn't try to put a whole bunch of big screens or, you know, iPads or anything like that stuck onto the dash. They have a really nice iPhone dock that integrates nicely into the classic Porsche dashboard. You can see that right above me. They've also got a small touchscreen to control some of the key features right there in the middle where the old cassette deck used to be. So they've done a really nice job keeping this as a vintage car, but still giving it modern driving experience. That's something that someone who's owned a Porsche in the last 10 or 15 years would still recognize as a Porsche driving experience and not be disappointed by the original's 120, 130 horsepower engine. So that's all we got for today, July 2nd. Be sure to like and subscribe. Go down to the comments and let us know what you think. And man, that Porsche is just so cool. Be sure to say something about that. Later.